Okay, our last Ramam Yomi of the year. So we're in Parak Chav Zayin. Before we go to see what the Ramam actually writes in Halacha Hey, it helps, and Vav and Zayin, it helps to get a sense of what he's going to be talking about. And these pictures here do a good job of demonstrating that. So if you look at the where my mouse is, the picture on the right, okay, so what we have is in the middle, okay, is the where the fork and knife is. That's where the person sets up their shvisa. Okay, let's assume it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Okay, whatever it is. The point is that's their where they're spending Shabbos. And again, he can count 2,000 amos, right? Because we're dealing with chum. He's got 2,000 amos to walk in any direction. Now let's say going west. Okay, after 1,000 amos, he hits the city. Okay, and then the city, right, is within the what it called other second 1,000. So if you look here. 999 amos, right? Meaning the end of the city is still within the 2,000 tchum. The city then doesn't become part of the tchum, so to speak, and therefore the guy can walk through the city, and then as we'll see from the Rambam, he has another 996 amos after that he could still walk, okay? So in this sense, in some way, theoretically, he could walk nearly 3,000 amos, and it won't be a violation of tchum. Whereas in the case on the left, okay, where, again, he sets up a shvisa right in the middle, he's got 1,000 amos going west, and then the city's border ends at the end of the tchum and beyond, okay? I mean, it's not included within it, but ends beyond it. Then he can only walk to the end of the city, okay? So that's an interesting, it's a little counterintuitive, but that's an interesting idea in how tchum works. Rather than look at tchum as only going out of a city, you can see a situation where if a person actually walked from his makom into a city, the city would not count as being removed from tchum, rather would actually count towards the total amount of tchum, even though he's in the city, and then he'd have only to the end of the city to walk to, okay? And the Rambam's about to say this right now in Halacha Hey, which I'm bringing up right now, and he says like this. He says, Hama'al chapayim ama, right? Sheyesh lo lahalech, okay? Ushlema midaso, besoch dir, o sohar, o ma'ara, o besoch medina, okay? Eina mahalech ela al sof midaso. So if a person walks 2,000 amos, okay, and he ends up, let's say, in a cave, or what we're going to deal with is in a city, okay? He's allowed to continue walking until the end of his 2,000 amos, okay? Vein omrim, hoel v'chalsa midaso betocha rishosa yachid, mahalach es kula. What we don't say is that since he's now ended in a rishosa yachid, okay, now he can walk that entire rishosa yachid. So if that rishosa yachid was 1,000,000 amos, right, we don't automatically say that now he can go ahead and walk through the entire thing. Because again, he has a 2,000 amma count. Bamedvam Ramorim, Bishakalsa Midaso, the mix us the air, but mix us amara. Okay? So it's only where what he called, where his tchum measurement ends in some part of the city. Avim im haisa osa rishosa yachad muvlas besocha paim amma shalom, right? And that's what makes the tchum so subjective. If the city is within the 2,000 amos, okay, of his tchum 2,000 amos counting, right? Techshav lo kol osa harishus ka'arba amos u'mashlima lo es hashar. So then that rishus, okay, meaning let's say the city is considered like arba amos, that you would knock off, okay, the total of the 1,000 because it's like his own personal area, and then u'mashlima lo es hashar, okay? So as he's going to explain Allah above, Ketzan, harei shahaya elef amma mimakam shvisaso. Okay, so he has 1,000 amos from the place he sets up as a shvis and Shabbos. Like in the picture, that's where the fork and knife are. In mechutz la'ir ad medina o ma'ara sheish ba'arka elef ama o pachos me'elef. Ma'alech es kol medina o ma'ara shepagapa o ma'alech chutzala elef ama pachos arba amos. So if the city is within that 1,000, so again, he walked, let's say the city is 1,000 amos in width, And he starts 1,000 amos, and when he hits his first 1,000, he's at the entrance to the city, okay? He can continue walking through the entire city, okay? And then you knock off 4 amos at the end, okay, as his own personal domain. He would have 996 more amos to walk outside of the city. If the city were 5,000 amos long, so what would happen? He has his 1,000 amos. He hits the border of the city. He could walk 4,996 amos. Arba amos, or sorry, actually you can say the whole 5,000, and then 4 amos is taken off of his total of 1,000, the second half of tchum, he'd walk 996 then, okay? And that's basically the idea of when he, what he called, what do you call it, when he hits the city that's inside the domain. Aval in the Lacha Zion, imayah b'medino ba'amara shepagaba b'soch midaso elef ama, v'ama eno mahalachba elef ama b'vach, hu tashim apayim ama sheishlo. Right, but if the case is where the city itself is, what do you call it, is on the border, okay, meaning it's there is meaning that at the end of it is the 1,000, the second 1,000 of his tchum, then like we said before, he only has a total of 2,000 he could walk. So he can't use the city anymore to walk through in its entirety. The end of the city becomes the end of his tchum. So again, the key point here that the Rambam of the halachic system of tchum to keep in mind is that even if a person walks, it's not automatically, if I'm in a city, by definition, tchum doesn't exist. My personal tchum, the way I set up a tchum, could start from a makom I do shvisa in and actually end up in a situation where I'm limited in how far I can walk in the city. Okay? All right. Halacha ches. Misha chalso midaso b'chatzia ir. Okay? So let's say my tchum ends halfway into the city. Okay? Afa pi she'ena mahalech ela ad sof midaso. Okay? Mutl tata b'chol ir ayde zrika. Okay? So even though the person's limited, right? Because again, this is a situation where his tchum ends in the middle of the city, so you can't go past those amos that he walked already. In other words, the 2,000 amos limit is right in the middle of the city. What he can do is that he's allowed to go ahead and throw things around. Okay, so you can move something, you can move an object by throwing it. Okay, throughout the entire city. V'chei misha shavas bebika. Okay, v'kifuhu gayim mechitza b'shavas. Let's say I decide to spend Shabbos in a valley, and the non-Jews come along and they go ahead and create a mechitza around me. Eino mahalach ba el apayim amah l'chol ruach. I'm only allowed to walk 2,000 amos in every direction. Afa bishu b'soch mechitza. Even though it's still, I'm actually within a mechitza. Umurta lo l'talta b'chol mechitza. Adei zrika imikifu l'shem dira. And he would be allowed to go ahead and move objects via throwing them, right? If the walls that were created, meaning the mechitza that was created by the non-Jews, was for the purpose of dira. Okay? Okay, halacha tes. All right. So these are cases where if a person's on the road, okay, if he's traveling before Shabbos, what does he do? How does tchum work? Okay? So im and halacha tes, mishahaya baba derech likhanes lemedina. Okay? So let's say a guy's walking along, he's in the middle of traveling to get to a city. Bain shahaya baba yam, bain shahaya baba charava. Doesn't matter whether he's in the ocean or if he's coming from, let's say, a desert. Okay, or a dry area, a dry land. Im nichnas besoch alpayim amah karov le'ir, kodem sheikana sheshavis. So, if he's within 2,000 amos of the city that he intends to go to. Okay, so I'm traveling on Erev Shabbos. My intention is to get to the city before Shabbos starts. Once I hit within 2,000 amos, afa pishlo higia le'medina, right, ele b'shabbos, even though I don't actually get to the city itself until Shabbos starts, hareze yikanes v'haleches kula. Okay? So I'm allowed to go in and walk through the entire city, okay? And not only am I allowed to walk through the entire city, I've reset, so to speak, my 2,000 amos of tchum, and I can walk a further 2,000 amos from, let's say, for example, any direction from the city itself. So another exception in tchum is, if I have in mind before Shabbos starts to be in the city, so once I hit within 2,000 amos of the city, so now I can say that, in a sense, I'm in the city. And now when I go to the city, I can go ahead and walk the entire length of the city and count 2,000 amos to the borders of the city from that point on. Okay, halacha yud. Now, what about like this? Hayaba le medina v'yoshem b'derech, right? So what happens? I was traveling, and again, my intention was to go to the city, but I fell asleep on the road, right? V'lo nor ela b'shabbos, okay? And I slept until Shabbos started, and then I woke up. U'gishenor, when he woke up, matzo atzmo b'socha tchum. Okay, when he wakes up, it turns out, he made it into within the 2,000 amos of distance from the city. He's also allowed to go ahead and go to the city and walk the length of the city, and he gets his 2,000 amos recharged. Okay, why? Because his intention all along was to go to make it into the city. So it's an interesting idea. It's as if he was koveya, he established his shvisa for Shabbos with the people of that city. Okay, he's like them. So since he's within that 2,000 amos of the city, he becomes like the people of the city itself. So even though the guy fell asleep, since his das was to be in the city, what do you call it? He's considered a part of the city itself, and therefore he could walk through the entire thing. Okay. Halacha Yud Aleph. Misha Yatsa Litzchum. Okay. Afila Ama Achas. Okay. Now comes the bad side. If a guy leaves, a guy goes beyond 2,000 Amos. Okay. Even one Ama. Lo Yikanes. Right. Then he cannot go back in to those 2,000 Amos. Let's say a guy leaves a city. He travels, just to make it simple, on a straight road for 2,000 Amos. Okay. And then takes that that step to the 2,001st Amma, okay? Once he does that, he's done. Lo yikanes, he cannot go back in. He can't now work his way back to the city, okay? Sha'arba Amos, sheishol adam t'chilasim makom shu omid bo. Because now, once he's out of the tchom, he only has four Amos to work with. And that doesn't include going back, okay? It's his own personal space. Levika kemesh yatsa chutz mitzchumo Amma, oh yes, sir. Yeshev imkomo. Vein lo lahalech el besoch arba Amos mamidas ragav lo chutz. So, if the guy ends up outside the 2,000 Amos, outside the Tchum, guess what? He sits and spend the rest of your Shabbos, you're done. You can't move. Well, you have Arba Amos to move around in, but that's it. You cannot go back to the city. Okay? So that's a very strong penalty that exists by violating Tchum. V'chei misha hechsheh chutz l'tchum ha-medina, afila ama achas. Okay? Also, let's say a person, a person finds himself beyond the Tchum, okay, the 2,000 Amos of the city, even one Amma, all right? When Shabbos starts, he can't go in. Arez lo yikanes lo. Ela mahalech mimakom shenichnas lava Shabbos, v'omid bo apayim amma bovad. Rather, what does he have? Wherever he is right now, he has 2,000 Ammas to go. So even if the 2,000 Ammas means he'll end up one Amma short of the city, he cannot go into the city. He's stuck at the 2,000 Amma distance, okay? Vim kalsa bidasa b'miksas a year, malachas lo bidasa k'moshe marnu. But if his, like he said before, if his let's say he was unsure and he started counting his 2,000 Amos. If he's lucky and it turns out at Amma 1,998 or 99, he ends up in the city, he's good to go. Okay, like I said before. Haiso raglo achas besochatchom, the raglo achas chutzotchom, arezo yikanes. And even if the situation is where at right when Shabbos starts, okay, he's got 1 foot outside the 2,000 Amma distance and 1 foot still within the 2,000 Amos, he'd be allowed to go into the city. So if he counts, and at 1,999, okay, now he has, let's say it's 2,000, well, whatever, 1,999, and he's got 1 foot in the city, 1 foot not, it's considered as if he could go in the city, and he's good to go in, okay? Okay, now that's if the guy did it on purpose. Halach Yud Beis. Mish yatsa chutz tchum shelola daito. Okay, let's say I was forced out of the tchum. Kigon shehutz yuhu goyim o ruach ra. Okay, o sheshagag v'yatza. All right, so for example, let's say, the non-Jews forced me out, or I was overcome by some sort of weird mood, I couldn't control myself, or a shogeg, whatever, right? Ein lo el arba amos. You also only have arba amos. That's it. Chazal adas, ein lo el arba amos. Okay, and if he went back on purpose, also only has arba amos. Okay, and if they bring him back, right, he also only has, if they bring him back, it's as if he never went out, okay? Vim nasnu b'shus ha-yachid, but let's say they put him into a b'shus ha-yachid, k'gon sh'nasnu goyim b'dir v'sohar ma'ara b'iracheres, yishol halachas kulos. Let's say non-Jews kidnap me on Shabbos, and they bring me to a different city, so then I'm allowed to walk in the entire city. Okay. V'cheinim yatsa le'echad me'ilu b'shkaga v'dizkar v'hu b'socha ma'alechas kula. So too is the case of shogeg. Okay. If I didn't realize, and then when I realized I had an issue, it was only when I was in the city, I could walk the length of the city, and that wouldn't be a problem at all. Okay. Alach Yud Gimel. Okay. Yatsa chutz l'tchum. L'das. Okay. Let's say again, I go outside the tchum on purpose. Af b'shechazar shalol l'das. K'gon shech ziru goyim ruach ra. Like you said before, he only has even if he goes back, even if the goyim bring him back against his will, he still has arba amos. V'cheinim yatsa l'tchum l'das af b'shehu b'soch reshus yachid k'gon dir v'sar ein lo el arba amos. Same thing by reshus yachid. Okay, hamefarish b'yam gadol. Okay, now let's say you decide to take a trip on the ocean. Okay, af b'shehu chutz l'tchum sheshavas bo. Now, technically speaking, when you're on the ship, at some point you're going to be leaving, so to speak, the 2,000 Amos from the point you set up your Shvisa on Shabbos. Nonetheless, Mahalech is called Svinakulo, Batalta Bakulo. So we look at you being on the boat as even though it's 2,000 amos where you set up your shvisa, you're still in a state of movement. So therefore, as a result, you can walk the entire length of the ship on Shabbos. Okay, halacha yadalad. Okay, mish yatzah chutz l'tchom shel adas. Okay, so let's say a guy unintentionally left the tchom. The hukaf mechitza b'Shabbos, okay? And let's say it turns out, lo and behold, he's surrounded by a mechitza. Yeshul ha'ala kol osa mechitza, okay? He now is allowed to go ahead and walk between the area of the mechitzas, okay? V'hu shalotia yesra pa'imama, as long as it doesn't go beyond 2,000 amos. V'imaya tchum sheyatza imena muvla miksaso b'socha mechitza, shenaseh shlo daito, okay? Now let's say the tchum, the tchum that's set up of the 2,000 amos, okay? Let's say it includes an area of the mechitza, since the mechitza is part of the tchum, okay? Even if it's the shlo daito, ho v'yishol ha'alech es kol mechitza, harizin nichnas l'tchumo v'kevan sheikaneh sarei hu ke'il lo yatza. So there's a certain kula here that he'd be allowed to go, in other words, he'd be allowed to use the mechitza area to extend the tchum to some extent, okay? And then if he goes ahead and goes in, it's as if he never left. All right, so there's a special kula that exists by mechitzas. If they're in the tchum, where in a sense you can extend the tchum. Okay, halacha tesvav kol mi she'ein lo lazos bin koma el besoch arba amos. Okay, now let's say I'm stuck. Turns out I have this 4 amma punishment, so to speak, being outside tchum. Okay, what do I do? I have to go to the bathroom. Im nitzrach l'nekavav. All right, hareze yotze umarchik v'nifte b'chozlam koma. So what do you do? You're not to leave the four amos area, right? Take care of going to the bathroom, and then you can come back. You have to go back to where your 4 amos was. Okay. Vim nichnas the mixas tchum shiyatze menu be'eshi srachik lahathnos ho v'nichnas yikanes ukiil lo yatza. Interesting. Okay. So let's say in going to the bathroom, it turns out I inadvertently end up back in the tchum. Okay, meaning within the 2,000. So then it's considered as if I never left the tchum. So it's a funny, I hate to use the word loophole, but it's like a funny loophole. If I inadvertently, while going to the bathroom, go back into the 2,000 amet of my own 2,000 amet tchum, okay, it's considered as if I never left the tchum, and I can make use of the tchum. V'hu shelo yotza b'tchil adas, right? As long as I didn't exit the tchum purposely. Aval im yotza adas, but let's say I purposely left the tchum, okay, okay, so the only way this leniency works is if it was a situation that when I first left the tchum, it was, let's say, against my will. But if I willingly left the tchum, then I can't rely on this leniency. Okay, halacha design. Kol mi sheyatza birshus beizdin. Okay, now you have certain people who are sent off by beizdin on missions. Okay, could go to Eidim shvo leid al riyas levana. So, for example, which would be applicable actually to today, but you have witnesses who are going to testify to seeing the moon, right? Right. So, just or there are other again, there's other categories of people who can go out for the sake of mitzvah. Okay. So, once he gets to where he's supposed to testify, then he has 2,000 amos from that point. Okay. Then he gets to Medina, and if he gets to the city, Medina. So again, when it comes to, if a guy has shlichus before Shabbos, okay, or even on Shabbos itself, let's make it easy, it's before Shabbos. If he has shlichus from Beis Din, so he can go as long as he needs to go for, and then eventually, wherever he settles down, if it's outside of a city, he's got 2,000 amos. If it's within a city, then then he's considered part of the city, and he'd be able to use the usual tchum rules, within the city. Okay, halach yad zayin. Haya yotzei birshus, okay, if amru lo, v'hu holech baderech, all right? So he's permitted to go ahead and leave the alpayim amah tchum, okay? And then in the middle, right in the middle of the path, right, that he's walking, right, he gets an important message, okay? Turns out you don't have to go anymore, okay? V'hu holech baderech, var nases ha-mitzvah shiatzasa lasos, yeshom imakom alpayim amah l'chol ruach, okay? So then he has, from that place, okay, 2,000 amos in every direction. V'maya mixas tchum shiyatza mena b'shus mova v'tolcha b'ayim amma, sheyesho mimkoma, reza chozim koma, ki lo yatza. Right, now let's say there's a small part of the tchum, okay, that is still included from where he left, okay, again, within that 2,000 amos, he'd be allowed to actually go back as if he never left the Tchum to begin with. This is important. Anyone who goes out to save a Jewish life from non-Jews or from someone drowning, okay? Okay? Or from some type of, avalanche. That's all you have. Once you save them, that's it. You got 2,000 amos. That's it. You don't get to go back home unless your home's within 2,000 amos. They might say, yada goyim tekifa. Now, but if we're in a situation where we're under non-Jewish sovereignty, and we're afraid to stay in that area because the non-Jews might kill us. Okay, and you're allowed to go ahead and return to your house on Shabbos with your weapons, okay, as needed. Okay, so that would be the that'd be the case if you did save someone's life. The important takeaway message is that you're not allowed to go ahead and go back. You're wherever you save the person, that becomes your shvisas makom, and you only have 2,000 amos from that area.